Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Up and running on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Great to have you with us here on a Thanksgiving Day Eve as we get you ready for Turkey Day. We'll talk some football as well. That's coming up as we preview each and every single game on the NFL schedule in 20 minutes. Yep. Might not be a Friday. Doesn't matter. We've got our pick six locked up and ready to go. We'll tell you our favorite wagers, and then we will make them official at 8:40, along with a visit from the Dogster. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Also, welcome to our audience on Stadium in our final hour. You can stream our show at ValleySportsLive.com and on the Valley Sports Live app. Chelsea, here we go. Thanksgiving Day football. How are you going to manage? Are you going to get everything out of the way so you can just plop down in front of the couch and get ready for Packers Lions to open the day?
No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be on my feet all day like a good hostess should be. But what you do is you set up your phone in the kitchen and you watch games on your phone while you are doing things. That's basically my life anyway. So, I mean, if you really want to treat yourself, you can put it on the iPad, you know, so it's a bigger screen. But like, it's something where you can watch while you're doing other things like chopping veggies or, you know, putting something in the crock pot. So that is how I manage. I have to do multiple things at once, but, you know, I will not be missing out on some of these games.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I cannot wait. I'm excited about I just put out on X some Barry Sanders highlights because Barry Sanders, of course, played for the Lions. And yeah, I might sound like an old, but Barry Sanders on Thanksgiving was just like unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, and so you could count on him every Thanksgiving. Even though the Lions were terrible back in the day, he was one of those guys. I just put this out there as well, talking to someone who's an old friend of mine. And Barry was one of those rare things or rare players where he could make a 3-yard gain be a highlight because he'd be caught behind the line of scrimmage 4 or 5 yards because the line sucked and they never had any line in front of him. And all of a sudden he's going this way. He's going that way. He's hurdling a guy. He's spinning around. He's out of room. He goes left. He goes right. Then he splits up the middle and all of a sudden it's like, well, 3-yard gain, but he ran 50 yards to get there.
Right. Did they have the Galloping Gobbler Award back then? Or is that like a new thing? You know what they do on Fox where they give him the turkey leg? Yeah. Did they used to do that, or is that, like, relatively new?
I think John Madden did that forever. Like, that was his thing, right, where he would have the turducken, and then he would give whoever he thought was the MVP of the game, you know, a big turkey leg to chew on. So John Madden started that tradition a long time ago. In fact, you'll see that on Thanksgiving. A lot of times they'll replay that where there was a guy, I think he's in New Orleans, was the guy who made the original turducken for John Madden. And so they'll interview him from time to time and say, yeah, this is what John wanted. This is how he put it together. We do it every Thanksgiving. And they always sort of pay homage to him because he made that part of the event, right? It's one thing to have football and certain teams on Thanksgiving, and then it's quite another to have the event that goes along with it. And John Madden helped make it an event.
So is it only for the Lions game? I like don't know which game, because it used to be we didn't have three games on Thanksgiving. So I'm wondering, so the game that's on Fox, like, I don't know, because I'm trying to think. I'm like, who's going to be the galloping gobbler? And are they actually going to take a bite of the turkey leg? Because here's the problem. Like, the day and age that we live in now, it's like, oh, well, I don't eat things that aren't organic and free range. Like, Tom Brady's not taking a bite out of that turducken if he was still on the field. It's similar to when I think they made a birthday cake for A-Rod on the broadcast on Fox, and he was like, I don't eat sugar. So they're like, great. We'll put the cake over here.
Well, imagine if you're a football player, it's like, you know what? After a long game where you've been crushing it, and you're the MVP, eat whatever you want. But just, yeah, imagine if they gave you a cake or something. You'd be like, now? Like, maybe a turkey leg and some Gatorade would be better. I don't want to do this now. But I can't wait. I'm excited. That's part of the fun. Who's going to get that turkey leg tomorrow? I think it's during the early game, but then sometimes they'll push it to, you know, whatever the main game is on the afternoon. I would feel like it's Packers Lions. That's the one that has the most implications because of the divisional battle and because the Lions are so traditional on Thanksgiving. So here we go, Chelsea. Lions laying 2.5, Lions minus 150, Green Bay is plus 125, total is 49. What is your initial lean here?
I think my initial lean would be the Lions because, number one, I feel like it's difficult for a team in any division to sweep another team. Because remember earlier in the season when people had the Packers billed as Super Bowl favorites, it's because of what they did to the Lions earlier in the season. But I have questions about the Packers offense. It just feels like it's kind of hit or miss for me. So if this turns into a track meet, which maybe it won't because the Packers defense is really good, but the Lions still have so many playmakers that even against good defenses, it's not going to shock me if we see some big plays, you know, leak through the cracks where it's Jahmyr Gibbs rushing for like a 62-yard touchdown. So I do think if it's a higher scoring game, that kind of favors the Lions. If it's lower scoring, it favors the Packers. But any way you slice it on Thanksgiving, you have to feel like this is going to be a great home field advantage for the Lions. Because think about the history here. The Lions have been bad for so long, and they've always had this Thanksgiving Day game. So now that they're good, and they already have good fans to start with, that this has to be one of the hottest tickets in town to face a division rival when your team is actually good. So I just feel like Detroit's going to be rocking, and I think I'm going to go with the home team here. So I would lay the points with the Lions.
I'm thinking about going with the Pack here. I need a little plus money on the card. So I'm not worried, but I wonder how good the Lions are. Look, the Lions are good. The Lions are very good, but they're not quite the same team that we saw last year, right? They still have some holes, and on defense, I think they can be had. I mean, it's a one-game sample size. We saw that against the Giants last week. So with the Packers playing good football right now, 1-2 straight, the Lions, who are the Lions? They're not as mystifying as the Eagles, but I don't quite think they have that unlimited ceiling that they seem to have in a previous season. So lost to the Eagles 2 weeks ago, beat up on a bad Commanders team, lost to a bad Vikings team. What's going to happen if Green Bay comes into Motown and punches them in the face? Can they respond, particularly against that Green Bay defense? I think I'll take the Packers here plus the 2.5. Okay, let's go to Big D. Chiefs and the Cowboys. Chiefs laying 3. Chiefs minus 175 on the money line. You had that in our squad parlay. Dallas is plus 145. Your total is 52, Chelsea. I like the Chiefs minus 3, and I think we've seen a political flip-flop here. Chelsea Messenger was for the Cowboys until she was for the Chiefs. Is that not true, or are you just taking Chiefs money line? Yeah.
No, I was never on the Cowboys. Like, I was leaning towards the under at first. But just because this total is so high at 52, and we have seen that the Chiefs are very good on the defensive side of things. And the other thing is they are very good at long, sustained drive. So with the total this high, I understand the Cowboys' offense is really good. But I do think if I'm game planning and I'm the Chiefs, I'm keeping the Cowboys' offense off the field. And here's the other thing. The Cowboys' defense has been at least somewhat better, you know, in the recent sample size when they've added guys like Quinnen Williams, who's been a real problem up the middle. I don't think they're going to slow down the Chiefs too much because here's the thing. At the end of the day, if we're picking a side in this game, I still feel like the Chiefs are the better overall team. And when you talk about like these big prime, I don't know if this is officially prime time, but like it's a Thanksgiving Day game. It is a big game. And we've seen the Chiefs kind of underperform this year and underachieve, but they're still getting the job done. And I think last week's game where a lot of people would say, oh, they barely snuck past the Colts. The Colts have some of the best metrics of any team in the NFL. So if they can shut down that offense, who is scoring, I think, the most points per game of any team in the NFL, I think they should be able to be well-equipped to at least handle the offense of the Cowboys, who sometimes is not the best at running the ball. Like, of course, they have George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb, but I do think this defense is equipped to slow them down. So I'll go with the Chiefs to win this game with also a lean towards the under.
Yeah, I'm trying to go. Yeah, I'm going to go Chiefs here, and I'm going to have a longer handicap in our next segment because I'm going with the Chiefs as the pick six here. But you touched on some of those same points, which is the Chiefs just aren't getting enough credit for beating the Colts. It's hard to break through an idea of what a team is like. It's like the Panthers. They're not a great team, but they're a decent team, right? Just getting through to someone's head, yes, the Panthers are a decent team. That's a hard thing to sort of help people understand because they've been so bad for so long. And in many ways, you can say the same thing about the Colts. I still feel like there are a lot of people who don't take Indianapolis seriously because of their history. So yes, that win by Kansas City, that comeback over the Colts, I think was super meaningful, and the market still isn't reflecting that. So that's why I'm going to be on the Chiefs and laying the three. I think it's a reasonable number, and I'm surprised, frankly, that it has not gone to 3.5. How about Bengals and the Ravens? This is one of the more fascinating games because the line is so large. You got the Ravens laying 7, Ravens minus 350, Bengals plus 280, total is set at 52. And here is where we are definitely in agreement, which is Joe Burrow's going to be back for the Bengals. So is Ja'Marr Chase. T. Higgins probably not going to play. He is in concussion protocol. But regardless, seems like a big number, and you would maybe grab Cincinnati here.
Yeah, I feel like I'm doing mental gymnastics over here just because you look at this line, you're like, what am I missing? Are they aware that Joe Burrow's going to be back on the field for this game? Here's the thing. I don't think Joe Burrow would put himself in this position if he didn't think he was ready and if he didn't think he would give his team a chance to win. And here's the thing. Statistically speaking, he's had some monster games against the Ravens over the past few years. So we know that the Bengals defense is not good, but the Ravens have not had a great defense over the course of the entire year as well. Yeah. And plus, like, Joe Burrow is one of those guys that even against good defenses, if you give me Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, like, that's a pretty good 1-2 punch. So I do think they can keep it within 7 points. Plus, it's a big game for the Ravens as well. Like, it doesn't feel to me like the Ravens are going to keep their foot on the gas pedal and be like, we need to win this game by multiple touchdowns. No. And isn't that the thing with the Ravens is they're one of the worst teams in the NFL at blowing fourth quarter leads?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big number for the Ravens to cover. It is a divisional battle in the AFC North where traditionally these games play really tight. I will say the total is 52, so maybe points are not at a premium. That is the sabotage factor. But still, if you're giving me 7 points in the NFL with a team that's led by Joe Burrow, I'm going to take the 7 points.
Yeah, I'm the same way. And I know there's always a thought that, well, he could come back and maybe it'll take him a while to sort of get back in the groove of things. We talked about this yesterday. I just don't see that being the case. Not with a guy who has the veteran experience that he has, not with a guy who has the chemistry that he has with Ja'Marr Chase. And so the Ravens are a good football team. And it's crazy to think about now that they're probably going to make the playoffs where they looked left for dead. Even though the number told us that a few weeks ago, because we were like, how are the Ravens still favorites to make the playoffs here? But Vegas is often right, and they are here. It looks like Baltimore is going to roll into the postseason, getting a lot healthier, playing a whole lot better on defense. But all of that said, I still don't think they're 7 points better than the Bengals here. And these two teams know each other really well. I know it's not necessarily, you know, one of those games that you see all the time, but they have such a familiarity based on how much they play that when I see a number this big, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Right, especially in the AFC North. Like, I just feel like these games are always hard fought. And again, like, I just don't think Joe Burrow would put himself in the line of fire if he didn't think he was ready and if he didn't think you know, that he could give his team a chance to win. So I'm on the Bengals here. I keep looking at this number. I'm like, what am I missing? Because we say this, like, the odds makers are often right. There's a reason they're good at their jobs. I don't know. This one just seems like there's not 7 points deciding these two teams. Like, if you're looking at, like, you know, two division rivals, like, say, like, the Titans and the Colts, there is a 7-point difference there. It feels to me there is not a 7-point difference between the Bengals with Joe Burrow and the Ravens with a hobbled Lamar Jackson, because we haven't even mentioned this yet. Feels like you're playing operation with Lamar Jackson, where they're saying he's had a head, a neck, a shoulder, a hand, a wrist, a knee, and an ankle injury this year, but he's fighting through it. Like, that doesn't inspire confidence either.
No, he's definitely not 100%. And throughout the week, he'll take a day off or two just to keep him rested. So I think that's a really good point to put into the handicap, which is when you're not 100%. Like, Lamar himself isn't taking off as much as he has in the past. And look, he is definitely a pocket quarterback. But when you look at his history, he's never been afraid to take off if he needs to. And that really hasn't been the case over the past few weeks. So not really convinced that he's absolutely as healthy as he was at the beginning of the season. So we are both on a 7. Coming up next, it might be a Wednesday, but oh yeah, football is coming and we are still willing to pick 6. That is coming up next on the Daily Tip, and it is here on the BetMGM Network. Great to have you with us on this Thanksgiving Eve.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network, and it's on a Thanksgiving Junior. Oh, yeah. Thanks for being with us. It is a Wednesday. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. We are live across the country from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East. Coming up on the show, the Longhorns face their arch rivals in Austin on Friday night, but do they have what it takes to overcome a cult? Yeah, I can't wait for that. Going back and forth on my picks here. I'm getting excited. This is one of my favorite weeks of the year. Because it's rivalry week, because I love college football, because you have NFL on Thanksgiving, and because it's Thanksgiving. I always get a little sad because I catastrophize a little bit. And I'm like, well, only one more month of college football, maybe like a month and a half, and it's over. I'm like, Michael, enjoy the moment, because we're only a couple weeks away from bowl season, Chelsea.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And the college football playoff, where we have 12 teams competing, which is awesome as well. But I do think, low-key, this is one of the best sports weeks, like, in general, because think about it. Normally, we have Saturday and Sunday, but this week we get feast week for college hoops. So we've had good college basketball games all week long. And then on Thursday, we get three Thanksgiving Day games. And isn't the Egg Bowl on Thanksgiving as well? And then we have rivalry games, you know, on Saturday. And we have games on Friday, too, I think. Right? Like, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely.
Like, if I was looking at the... Right? It's one of those weeks where, like, the day of the week does not matter. So it just feels like in normal weeks where, like, God, Wednesdays are the worst. and even Thursdays, it's like we get one game on Prime and it's probably going to be terrible. Gone are those days. We have all kinds of games. We have a cornucopia of things to bet on.
Ah, cornucopia. That's exactly right. That's a good word for Thanksgiving as well. The cornucopia. You know what I mean? I like to think that earlier in the show, we set the plate, and now it's time to pour the gravy all on top of all the talk that we had about the picks that we like. So let's do that and give you our weekend winners.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Let's do this. Starting in the National Football League, Dallas, Kansas City, and Big D. On a warm afternoon in Dallas, Travis Kelce and the Chiefs hope to celebrate a Thanksgiving victory with three homemade pies from Taylor Swift. Chocolate, pumpkin, and pecan. Apparently she likes to bake. That's what we learned today. D-Day put that in the chat. I'm like, I had no idea. Okay, so we did talk about this in the previous segment, but let me expand a little bit. Chiefs minus three. This number is short, and I think this is the classic market overreaction and market underreaction. So we're seeing an overreaction to the Cowboys rallying from being 21 points down against the Eagles. Great win for them. Also, Dak Prescott has been a witch at home at AT&T against NFC East opponents, but they're playing someone from the AFC. That does not hold true here. So market overreacting a little bit to that Dallas comeback. And then conversely, the Chiefs had to come back from 11 points down against the Colts at Arrowhead in the fourth quarter, and the market isn't giving Kansas City enough credit for that. The Colts are a really good football team. You don't want to believe it. Every time Daniel Jones has a bad game, you're going to be like, oh, there we go again. Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes. Okay, it's the Colts. The Colts are exceptional. And what I mean by that is if you're Kansas City and you come back and get that win, you should be giving the Chiefs more credit for that comeback than they're getting. You combine those two factors, that's why I think this number is so short. The Chiefs must keep winning because they're certainly not guaranteed to have a playoff spot. They've got to get a dub here, and I think three is certainly reasonable against a Cowboys team that is incredibly inconsistent. So let's go Chiefs minus three against the Cowboys.
Yeah, I feel like Roger Goodell ain't letting the Chiefs lose on Thanksgiving. But again, it's against the Cowboys. That's another quote-unquote America's team, but I feel like that title is not for long. All right, so if you want to watch it, Chiefs and Cowboys kick off at AT&T Stadium, 4:30 on Thanksgiving.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, so I keep looking at this line and thinking, what am I missing here? Because when you're giving the Bengals and Joe Burrow 7 points against a division rival and a Ravens team that's led by Lamar Jackson, who's nursing all kinds of injuries as well, I say to myself, this is going to be a good game. These are two division rivals in the AFC North where it feels like these games play closer to the vest. And statistically speaking, Joe Burrow has had some of his best games in the NFL against the Ravens. I understand it's not the same defense year to year, but still, Joe Burrow would not put himself in this position. He would not put himself on the field if he didn't think he was ready to roll and he was ready to give himself a chance to win. And here's the other thing. Like, Zach Taylor feels like he's kind of on the hot seat at this point, so it feels like a desperation game for the Bengals. And you could say that for the Ravens as well. When you are playing in a tight game and every single win matters for your playoff hopes and dreams, when we're talking about the Ravens, why would they keep their foot on the gas pedal? It just feels like this is one of those survive and advance games for the Ravens. And plus, they're one of the teams in the NFL who have done the worst job at sustaining leads in the fourth quarter. In fact, there is a stat with John Harbaugh blowing all these leads. So to me, 7 points feels too much. I'm going to be on the Bengals.
I think that's actually a good call. We were talking about that previously, and I think that is absolutely the way to go. Late game on Thanksgiving, 8 o'clock kick in Charm City.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right. This is my grossest pick, not of the week, of the month. Oh, my God. You know what that is? That's the sound of tens of thousands of people who belong to a cult. And once they get in, they never escape. Most unbearable people on the planet. Aggies. The Aggs. The Aggroids. Aggie. We say Aggie because they're just one entity. Everyone thinks the same. Looks the same. Talks the same. So annoying. However, Texas A&M has a great football team. Mike Elko has done a great job. And the Texas secondary is not ready for what A&M has to offer. Texas hired Dwayne Akina during the offseason as part of their defensive brain trust. It has not worked out. He is a relic from the Mack Brown era, and there is a reason why that secondary cannot stop anyone. They give up a lot of chunk plays. We saw that against Georgia. We saw it in the first half against Arkansas. I think Texas A&M is going to have a lot of big plays against the Texas secondary, as much as I hate it. So I'm going to take Texas A&M on the money line, minus 130. I think they easily cover the number. The number is -2.5. It's in Austin. I would love to see Texas win this game. And what am I doing? Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It's early in the morning. I've had my mind on Thanksgiving and turkey. I'm not thinking right. How can we lose to a bunch of people who think the same and dress these khaki outfits that they have? I'm surprised. I am absolutely stunned that we haven't seen the Aggies do what they always do, which is drop some game they shouldn't, because this is a team that generally wins 8 games a year and they disappoint. Oh, yeah, they've surprised us this season. Well, they got a surprise coming on Friday night in Austin, and that surprise is two words: Archibald Manning. Maybe you've heard of him. Maybe you've heard of his family. I'm ready for this secondary to have its game of the year. I'm ready for Texas to play the best game of the season and ruin the Aggies' chances of making the SEC championship game. I'm going to finish this on the nose. Texas +2.5 in Austin.
Oh, what a ride, Jinx. What a ride that was.
Whoa.
A roller coaster of emotions. And I will say I'm happy to know that now people are using Arch Manning as a part of a positive handicap and not a threat. People are like, yeah, but Arch Manning. So now the connotation has flipped a bit. But I'm hoping for you, Jenks, and I know that you are leaving the light on for your Texas Longhorns to make it in the college football playoff. And, of course, we'll be rooting for you. If you want to watch it, 7:30 Eastern kickoff in Austin on Friday nights.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, let's keep with Rivalry Week, and we're going with the Dogs in the Vandy and Tennessee matchup. So I'm going to go with the Doors getting 3 points here. And Vandy, we know, has been one of the most fun stories in college football, with Diego Pavia beating his chest and hoping for a campaign to win the Heisman. I don't think that's going to be the case, but en route to that, Vandy has been one of the best covering teams in college football, 9-2 against the number so far this season. And it feels to me that this is going to be their absolute Super Bowl. They've been running their mouths, and we know one thing, that Diego Pavia likes to back up what he's saying. And you look at this Tennessee team, and it's a team that certainly has some flaws. We've seen teams run the football against them, and I just feel like this is a Tennessee team that has been overbilled this year, and you can see that in their against the spread numbers. They are just 2-5 ATS in their last 7 games as favorites. So I don't feel like they're trustworthy favorites here, even when this game is in Knoxville. Diego Pavia ain't scared. Let's go Vandy +3.
All right, Chelsea. I am looking forward to this game. I need a Vandy loss here. I need a Vandy loss. even though maybe they can lose and they can still cover your number, so everybody wins here. I'm hoping for Texas to move up into the college football playoff, but probably not going to happen. Regardless, if you want to see this game, the Commodores and the Vols, 3:30 start in Knoxville.
Pick six.
Pick six.
How about the big one? Unless you talk to Joel Klatt. Oh, no, this is the one he does like. He was, what was he smashing? Auburn, Alabama?
Yeah.
Ohio State, Michigan. I am taking Michigan plus 10. This is a very simple handicap, and the handicap is this. This is a rivalry game, okay? And sometimes the number is just too big. You're getting double digits with the Wolverines at the Big House. I understand how good Ohio State is. Ohio State is so good this season, they're just boring. And that is a great compliment. You can be number one in the country and be boring because you just roll over people, because you're out-talenting everyone, because you're trying to defend your title. That's what Ohio State does. We're just like, Buckeyes won again. Buckeyes won again. But whoever they had a problem with over the past 4 years, it is Michigan. They've lost four straight to the Wolverines, and all of the pressure is on the Buckeyes here. None of the pressure is on Michigan, right? They're not expected to win this game. They are the ones who have a four-game winning streak. All of the pressure is on the Buckeyes. So we'll see how Ohio State handles that going into Ann Arbor. And also, over the past few games, that Michigan run game has been really, really good. I think they can keep Ohio State on its toes enough to chew up some clock, chew up some yardage on the ground, keep this game close. Yes, Jeremiah Smith, Carnell Tate have been banged up. They will play, but they're not 100%. So I think you take all those factors together and double digits in a game like this. Way too many points. Let's go Michigan. I think Ohio State wins by a touchdown. I like the Wolverines getting double digits at the Big House.
I think the more that I think about it, the more I'm just rooting for a lot of these games to be good. Because isn't that what makes Rivalry Week special, is when these rivalries are neck and neck, and it's not a blowout either way. So I'll be rooting for a good game. In the game, if you want to watch it, a noon kickoff at the Big House on Saturday.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, so we're sitting here at November 26th, and I have never come on this show and given out my alma mater, NC State, as a play. But this one hits different, because Dave Doran does one thing, and he beats UNC. This feels like this is why he has kept a job at NC State for so long. He's 8-4 against the Heels in his career, 7-3 in the last 10, and the Wolfpack are a perfect 3-0 against the number in their last three games against UNC. I don't know if you've been following the North Carolina football program, but let me tell you, feels like there's a little drama going on with, I don't know, Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick. So it just feels like a team that's kind of spinning its wheels. And NC State has played really well down the stretch. Two outright wins as underdogs against some quality competition over Florida State and Georgia Tech in their last three games. So I'm going to go with the NC State Wolfpack, my alma mater. I'm going to play it down to 6.5 because you can still get that for minus 138. So I'm going to do that. I think NC State can win this one by a touchdown. This is our Super Bowl. We don't beat UNC in basketball, but we can beat them in football. So let's go Pack.
I am stunned right now.
Right?
I'm stunned. We've done this show for 4.5 years. I don't know if I've ever heard you pick NC State. I don't know what to say. Are you having eggnog
that's what
early?
I'm saying.
I don't understand. Let's go.
It's because they're only good against UNC in football. Like, this is our calling card. Like, this is why Dave Doran doesn't get fired, because the boosters are like, oh, well, we beat UNC. So it's the one time of year.
That's what I'm talking about, Chelsea. Finally, a pick on the Pack. Come on, next to the show. It is the weekend for almost everyone, so we're going to send you into the holiday with our favorite plays. Best bets coming your way next on the Daily Tip. It is here on the BetMGM Network. Come on back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome back to the Thanksgiving Junior Edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. And you know we're going to finish strong on this Wednesday. Always great to have you with us. Michael Jenkins, she is Chelsea Messenger. Got the donks for coming up. Best bets as well. Man, I just realized I'm so lack of focus right now. I don't even have a best bet in, but I'll put something in. All right. I'm like, Michael,
do you need me to filibuster?
Yes, filibuster. No, I got it. It's okay. I was like, what's going on next? You know, what you do every day, what you've done for years, you put in your best bet. So, yeah, I will do that here in a second. All right, Chelsea, I need the layout now. This is it. This is it. Final rehearsal. I know you got a lot on your plate today, and you have a lot on your plate tomorrow. Pun intended, right? You're gonna have a big Thanksgiving meal. Give me the synopsis here. How many people are you having over? What's that gonna look like tomorrow at the Messenger household?
Well, the Messenger Buchanan household, because yes. I am married. I just haven't changed my name. Maybe in year 15. I always joke about it. I'm like, okay, like one of these days, like I'll change my last name. I just haven't gotten around to it. Like the DMV sucks. I don't want to go there. It's not any like stand, but anyways. Cool. So we have my mom, my dad, maybe my brother. We're kind of on the fritz right now. We'll see how that pans out. Jake and Blake. So it is my quote unquote full family, but we just don't have that big of a family. But it's still like, you know, expectations are high on Thanksgiving. You don't want to ruin the turkey. You don't want to ruin the sides. And plus, like, I myself want a good meal for Thanksgiving. Sure. If I'm going to spend all day and all week planning for something, I want it to pan out. Like, I don't want it to look like the Raiders offense where you're like, you had all week to decide this. This is what you came up with. And that's why Chip Kelly is fired. So I'm a little nervous. I'm a little anxious. But overall, it should be a good time. And I've put in the work. Like, that's all you can really do with anything in life. Yeah. If you prepare as much as you possibly can, like, you should have some level of confidence because at the end of the day, you have done all you could do. So I've checked all the boxes. I've gotten all the groceries. So now it's time to put up or shut up. And it's time to execute, baby.
Yeah. You put in the work. Now you just let it rip. You know what I mean? You've done the film work. You've done the prep work. You've done the research. You're ready to go. That meal's going to slap tomorrow. I can feel it.
It's going to slap. Do people still say that? I'm so behind on like the actual lexicon of like what people actually say these days. I feel like I'm stuck in like 2018. Like I think I'm like a good like 5 to 7 years behind.
Oh, I'm way behind. Like I'll talk to somebody about Catherine. I'm like, yeah, that's my boo. And they're like, oh God, what are you doing, man? way behind.
And then I'll try to overcorrect and I'll be like, 6'7", 6'7". I'll be like, get this guy out of here. Whatever he's doing, like, get him out of here. Like, that thing is... what I love doing is asking parents, like, have you heard 6'7"? Because, of course, they have. And their reactions are always like, oh, have I heard it? I'm living it.
But I think that also has, like, an age limit. Like, I don't think people over the age of, like, 14 are saying 6'7". Like, if I'm not mistaken. Like, granted, I'm not talking to a bunch of high schoolers, but, like, it feels like one of those things that, like, the kids have for themselves, where it's not an adult thing.
Yeah. It's like, well, although Jaden Daniels said it earlier this year at a press conference, and I was kind of surprised. I mean, he's still very young, but,
Boo!
You know, it does happen. Double D is saying this right, and this is to your point. His daughter does it all the time. Double D, how old is your daughter? God, I'm going to get this wrong. I don't know.
She's like five, right?
Six?
Five or six?
She's
so
six.
That's the age group.
Okay. Yeah, we're close. Okay. Yeah, Max, his five-year-old nephew, learning from somewhere. I am definitely not saying anything that is popular with the 5 and 6 year olds. Like, maybe I'll pass on that.
Well, the problem is, so my daughter is 5 and she's been saying it, but like kids are adding on their own flares to it. So what they say now is 6'7", your mom's an 11 in heaven. I'm like, wait, why is she in heaven? Like, gosh, that took a turn.
She died? Yeah, it's like a terrible turn. She's dead?
Right?
Oh, man. Well, this is why I don't know the common vernacular. And in this case, it's probably a good thing. All right, Chelsea, here we go. We've talked about the NFL. We've talked about college football. So we are locked in, ready to go. Let's tell you who we have the most faith in today.
Time to place your bets.
I am still reeling in a good way that you chose NC State this weekend, but it's not your best bet. Who do you got?
Yeah, best bet is going to be in the world of NFL props, and this is matchup dependent. So anytime the Cowboys have taken the field, you have to at least consider playing an opposing wide receiver, because this season the Cowboys defense has given up the second most fantasy points to opposing wide receivers and the 6th most yards. So we should be in line for a shootout. At least that's what the odds makers are telling us when it comes to this Chiefs and Cowboys game. So I'm looking at the Chiefs and I'm like, hey, who fits this position for the Chiefs? And it does feel like it is Rashee Rice. So I'm going to play the over on Rashee Rice, over 74.5 receiving yards. If you look at this specific number, he's hit this in 3 of the last 4 games, including last game, which was a shootout in overtime against the Colts. He had 12 targets and 141 receiving yards. The only game in this 4-game stretch that he has not hit this number was against the Broncos, who are one of the best secondaries and defenses in the NFL. Not the case with the Cowboys, who have also gotten better at defending the run with the addition of Quinnen Williams. So I think Patrick Mahomes is going to have to throw the ball a bit, and his main target share king is still Rashee Rice. So we're going to go with Rashee Rice over his receiving prop of 74.5 for -114.
Okay, let's get a dub, Chelsea. I'm going to go back to the pick that I am putting in our squad parlay, which is Vikings at the Seahawks, under 41 and a hook. Vikings, not a good team this season. They have a real issue with J.J. McCarthy, by the way. He's been banged up, not playing a lot, not playing this weekend. He has looked really, really bad. Regardless, he's on the sideline, and guess who is in? Oh, Max Brosmer, who I believe started like at New Hampshire or something, transferred to Minnesota. Clearly, this is not who the Vikings want at quarterback, and he has to go up against that nasty Seattle defense, a top 10 unit. Then conversely, the Vikings, while not being a good team, have a defense that is very good under Brian Flores, ranked 11th in the NFL. So both of these teams, 7-4 to the under this season. I think we see a lower scoring game, and that's why we're going Vikes, Hawks under 41 and a hook.
Ah, should be a fun game to root for. That's the worst when you have like an under or like something that's not fun to root for and you're in a public setting. Like, I don't think you guys are doing that much for Thanksgiving, but like people are like, yay, a touchdown. You're like, no, that's not what we want. We want punts and field goals. And they're like, what? Do you follow sports? You're like, yeah, I bet on sports. There is a difference here, people. But I'll be rooting for Rashee Rice. Jinx, I was just looking... there was a bet that I wanted to parlay, but MGM's not letting me do it. Dak Prescott's rush attempts is set for 2.5. He's hit this in 5 straight games, but it's minus 175, but they won't let me parlay it. So, I feel like that Kathy cartoon. Didn't she used to say that?
Kathy.
Let me parlay it, damn it.
Dang it.
But yeah, that's my current frustration. Or else I would have another play, but MGM is just like, no, you can't do that. And no other book is offering this line. So it feels a little fishy. It's probably going to be taken off the board.
Minus 175, just do it. Treat yourself. You know, believe in yourself.
Treat yourself.
Do it. Treat yourself to a to a huge minus money bet. Why not? Why not? If you believe in it, go for it. All right, before we wrap things up here and hand things off to Bet Sweats, I guess the Donkster maybe is in studio. Donkster, are you there?
Good morning. Does anyone want to hear my Thanksgiving song?
Oh.
No.
Well, you're in the spirit. Not really, but I guess.
Here we go. Turkey Day means lots of meat. I like lots of ham. How about dressing? How about a pie? Let's cover each other in gravy.
Ew.
Yeah. Oh. That's the song?
I'm still working on it. Look at my hat!
Well, that's a nice hat. It's about 3 sizes too small, but that's a nice pilgrim hat. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have a bet, Donkster?
Lions minus 2.5 taking on Brett Favre and the Packers.
All right. Nailed it.
Nailed it. Happy Thanksgiving, Donkster. Very exciting. Got the foliage behind him. You know, that little pilgrim hat on. Are you gonna dress in something that's Thanksgiving-ish? Like, will you wear a fall color tomorrow? I'm not saying you're gonna dress up like a pilgrim or something like that. But you know, something
or an
like
Indian?
Or this week.
Canceled?
No. I'm saying, you know, are you gonna wear something, you know, that's orange or brown or something that has like a fall tone to it? Do you go all in like that?
I mean, I don't know how much all in that is, but like all attempts to wear something like fall colors. But you're right. Like, it feels like 10 or 15 years ago, like they did all the like the Thanksgiving plays with like the pilgrims and the Indians. I feel like we're not allowed to do that anymore.
No, you just gotta. All I care about is just give me my turkey. Let me put some gravy on it, some dressing and some football, and I will, you know, I'll keep my mouth shut. That's all I care about. And I still don't know what we're going to do. We are all over. I guarantee I know what we're going to do. We're just going to pop into someplace close here. Yeah, the city is empty right now. Like, D.C. is just like it's a ghost town. Because people will leave town for the week, which is understandable. It's a transient city anyway. But I think we'll probably just pop into someplace close, have a nice, quiet Thanksgiving dinner, and then come back and chill. So that's probably what we'll do.
I feel like, especially if it's only 2 people, like, you might as well just go out to eat. Because, like, there are places that offer great Thanksgiving meals, and you might as well do it. I don't know if you have a Cracker Barrel close to you, but that would be a great option.
Maybe we can find one. It's just us, and yeah, there are some deals in the area, so we'll probably find that. Hey, that's it for this edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For Chelsea Messenger, D-Day Denton Day, David Double D Dykstra, Max Sheedy, and the Donkster, I'm Michael Jenkins. Hope you go out and have a great Thanksgiving.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.